Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Daryl Peel, talking strategies in an uncertain marketplace in just a moment. Hey, cattle producers, it's Superior Livestock's Tallgrass Video Auction coming up Thursday, June 20th from Pawhuska, Oklahoma at the Event Center of the Pioneer Woman Mercantile. The sale starts 9 a.m. Central Time with Superior Sunrise happening a half hour before that at 8:30 a.m. Central Time, broadcast live on SLA TV Dish 997 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll be offering 15,000 head at the Tallgrass auction this year. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video on a specific lot, you can visit our website, www.SuperiorLivestock.com. Or as always, call for information, 800-422-2117. That's 1-800-422-2117. Superior Livestock's Tallgrass Video Auction, Thursday, June 20th, from the Pioneer Woman Mercantile Event Center. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. The uncertainty of the feed grain markets, with millions of acres not being planted here in 2019, will likely mean higher feed grain prices. Very likely some pressure on yearly and stocker prices with those higher feed grain costs. All in all, much more volatile than we've experienced in recent years. Cattle market watcher Dr. Daryl Peel says he believes the most important thing that cattle producers can be doing right now, as far as the markets are concerned, is to be very, very aware of all the moving parts.
Well, you know, again, we're talking about a lot of uncertainty right now, a lot of dynamics in the market. You know, we've enjoyed relatively stable markets for about 2 years, and I think we're now back into a little more volatile situation. So one of the things is just keep an eye on things. In the very short run, you know, when we've got lots of trade issues that are being bandied around on a week-to-week basis, that does have impacts on markets. So I think one thing that producers need to do is just try to stay as light on their feet as they can. The more nimble you can be, just in the very short run, changing things by a week or two relative to whatever comes out in the headlines can be an important strategy. Beyond that, again, I mentioned some considerations for, you know, potentially a little bit of improvement in stocker type signals or retained ownership signals. That's something to check out. I don't think any of this that we're talking about at this point in time suggests a major change in the overall direction of the industry. We're sort of plateauing in numbers here cyclically. I don't think any of this yet suggests that we're going to change that into a liquidation mode or anything like that. It could happen, and so we just have to watch it going forward.
Daryl, over the last couple of years, domestic markets have been good, but the international marketplace has been kind of the rock star for beef demand. It really has helped us, countries like Korea, Japan. Any other countries out there that you're paying, you know, some extra attention to right now?
There are, you know, we're always working on a number of markets. We have seen some increased access, you know, for example, with beef. In a number of these smaller markets around the world, most recently, there was an announcement that the EU has changed their quota system that will basically, in such a way that it will give the U.S. a little more sort of guaranteed access, if you will, to that. It's not a big number, but these things all add up. And again, there's a lot of flux going on right now with all of these issues. So there will certainly be opportunities for some growth in some other markets. Obviously, if we could get some trade things finalized and settle down, then the potential would be even higher.
I guess a market that you're really familiar with, Daryl, Mexico, I guess you might consider them kind of the poster child of a lot of this uncertainty that has been brought forward by the president in this trade war. It does have impact, doesn't it?
Well, I think it causes a lot of uncertainty, and I guess we had a really good example here just in the last couple of weeks when, you know, President Trump announced a threat to put tariffs on all Mexican imports. Markets reacted very negatively to that, very dramatically in a short run. And then, you know, 10 days later or whatever it was, that threat went away and the markets sort of bounced back. And, you know, those interim losses never come back, but the market responds both negatively and positively. And it just creates that kind of volatility that we're, you know, going to deal with right now.
Daryl, what do you see as far as markets dead ahead?
Well, you know, we're trying to figure out on the beef side. Again, we're trying to get a beat on this summer weather, summer grilling demand, if you will. Box beef did drop pretty hard after the April run-up, but it's kind of stabilized since then. If we have a good 4th of July, we'll probably see that, you know, again, at least hold steady through the dog days of summer after we get into the really hot days of late July and August. So if that stabilizes, fed cattle are trying to hold on to where they are. You know, seasonally, we typically drift a little bit lower here through the summer until about Labor Day, and then we'll see some pickup in that. And I think we're on track to hold that at this point in time, although there's a, you know, very negative picture right now in the futures market for both live cattle and feeder cattle. So feeder cattle, the big feeder cattle typically actually seasonally move higher through the summer and peak in about July or August. We're not doing that right now. We've had a fairly significant weakness in that market, but I think it'll stabilize and we may pick back up on that seasonal pattern as we go through the next few weeks.
OSU's Dr. Darryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.